The NPP has concluded preparation for its National Delegates Conference in Tamale on Saturday. The party is now expecting delegates to arrive for the final showdown. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Elections, Martin Ejimensa Kosa, said security has been strengthened and necessary accommodations booked for the over 5,000 delegates. He said accreditation for the media houses is also ready.
On our part, all the necessary things that have to be done have been concluded. What we are waiting currently is that our delegates travel from across the country safely and on time to Tamale. We are expecting them 7 p.m. later on Friday to move into various residences that we've secured for them by way of boarding facilities, hotels, and so on. And also the hotels that will be taking the other groups of people. So yes, in a nutshell, I think everything is okay with that.
Man, have some delegates arrived yet, and how many delegates are expected at the conference?
Not necessarily. We are awaiting delegates to arrive on Friday. The activity itself is on Saturday. We have a delegate size of 5,147.
You talked about security and accommodation. How about accreditation to the media organizations?
Well, the process of application and approval commenced and ended about a month ago. All persons representing media houses or media houses themselves who have brought requests for accreditation have been processed. Once you brought application and they have been accepted, you're going to get accreditation. However, I must say that there are some media houses who up to date, this very day, the 9th of April, are now submitting applications for accreditation. And I dare say it's way too late. But at least already we have over 300 media who have applied for accreditation for their.
Director of Elections for the NPP, Martin Ejimensa Kosa. Counsel for the group that has won a court injunction to prevent delegates from Nshano of Kumewu and Drabin from voting in the NPP's conference in Tamale, Dr. Edusai Poku, says the court did the right thing. He says unless the significant problems in these three constituencies are rectified, they will not be able to take part in all elections of the party. Dr. Edusai Poku spoke to Agatha Samon behind the news.
The order has already been granted that for those three constituencies, there were significant problems, and for that reason, the elections committee of the NPP annulled the elections there. But the rerun has not been done. Why wasn't it done? It wasn't done because persons like the Ashanti Regional Chairman didn't want it to be done. So as a result of the stonewalling attitude of these officers, they agreed person decided to seek relief in court. And they got the order that until these reruns are done in Kumewu constituency, in all elections of the NPP, they can't take part. In Drabin constituency, in all elections of the NPP, they can't take part. And that's the order which was granted by the High Court today.
So now that it's been granted, what is the implication for Saturday's conference in Tamale?
Well, the implication is actually to sanctify whatever is going to go on in Tamale, which is the election, by making sure that registers that have been annulled by an institution of the party, which is the National Elections Committee, is not included. Mind you, we have over 5,000 delegates voting on Saturday. So if in three constituencies, we're supposed to have about 48 delegates. These 48, the number 48 is used to actually mix with those other delegates. Then more or less, it's like using a bad nut to spoil the entire soup.
That was Dr. Edusai talking to Agatha Samuel. With 3 days to the NPP National Delegates Conference, wrangling within the party seems to have increased. The latest to add up is a petition to the party by Paul Afoku, one of the party's chairmanship aspirants. The petitioner wants clarification on the voter list for the conference. Speaking to Radio Ghana, an aide to Mr. Afoku, George Duka, believes there are some inconsistencies on the list. Is worried that the petition has been leaked.
My sister, Paul Afoku, just wanted a clarification on the composition of those who are going to vote on Saturday. And if you look at Article 9, Clause 2 of our Constitution, it spells out clearly that the National Delegate Conference shall be attended by the members of the National Council, members of the National Executive Committee, all members of the regional executive committees, all members of the constituency executive committees, 15 members of the National Council of Elders, 12 delegates from every external branch as defined under Section 8.2 of the Constitution. Then one TESCON representative from each recognized tertiary institution in the country. My sister, all aspirants were given copies of the voting list, and you could find names that do not fall under any of these categories. Like two members coming from each institution to vote, but the Constitution says a TESCON representative from each recognized tertiary institution in the country. But on the list, we have two, and they are not clearly spelled out that the Women's Commissioner from that institution is going to vote for only the women's organizer's position. And that should be clearly, you know, indicated. And he wanted to know all these, you know, clarifications. For instance, you see Mr. Oparihamon's name on the list.
Meanwhile, Director of Elections of NPP, Martin Mensah-Khoza, has confirmed that the party has received the petition. He said the party will respond to it. He, however, said a little circumspection on the part of Mr. Foku will settle the issue.
You go and pick the NPP Constitution, okay? You read various clauses under Article 9. You see a clear distinction of people who can attend National Executive Committee meetings without the voting right. If you come under the composition of the membership of National Council, you find an explicit indication of voting members of the National Executive Committee who are entitled to attend National Council meetings. And then yet there is another that deals with National Annual Delegate Conference, where all members of the National Executive Committee, at that point there is no distinction between voting members and non-voting members. Once you read the Constitution and you see that there is a reference to a particular group as voting members, then you should know it presupposes that there are two categories. But there is that specification of voting members who must attend to a national council and non-voting members entitled to attend National Executive Committee meeting. What we are doing is an annual delegate conference. It does not serve the same as a National Executive Committee meeting, where you want to raise issues with non-voting members attending. In this category, there is no distinction.
Director of Elections of the NPP, Martin J. Mensah-Khoza.